convinced that your way is, in fact, the right way.
I'm pretty convinced it is. But, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion. So
you're so loud right now. Do you see how loud your squiggles are?
Am I loud?
You're so loud.
Okay, I'll turn myself down.
Just like a scotch. Just like a scotch. Just a wee bit. A wee bit. I wonder. No, I think I'm turned up all that I can. But I do think that I've turned
better?
Myself.
Am I better?
So much better.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. So Tamara's mic wasn't working. I fixed it and she wants to argue with me about the fact that I didn't fix it.
No, I'm not saying you didn't fix it, but I do think that it is going to be an ongoing problem.
Oh, probably.
Because
I would get a new blue icicle.
No, but I don't think I need a whole new blue icicle. I think I just need the connection cord because this is where it's loose. Ready?
And I will tell you, I don't think it's the cord. I think it's your mic that's loose.
No, because it was super tight with this other one.
Oh, well, then I have new cords. I'll mail you one.
Well, I mean, like, I can also go to a store.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, I thought you needed a whole new blue icicle.
No. Nope. I think it's this guy. If I had had another one of this guy that had like that was this plug, but then the not the headphone jack, then it would have been in business.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, but the moral of the story and what people need to take away from this conversation is I fixed it.
I think you got lucky. I don't actually know what's different. Like nothing, like, because I left three times. I came back three times.
Yeah.
We unplugged it. You know what I mean? Like nothing was different. It was like the definition of insanity, right? Like trying the same thing over and over again, right, expecting a different result. We got a different result from doing the exact same thing.
Which,
and somehow on the fifth time it worked when it didn't work the first
four
times.
Which tells me, don't move your hand.
I'm not gonna, but this shit could crap out at any moment. Like at any moment, I'll just like disappear. So,
yeah. So.
Cheers.
Cheers. But you were at a Lady Naked Day Spa today. Mid drink.
Yes. I was today at a Naked Lady Spa. I went. I was gonna soak. I was gonna massage. I couldn't get a massage. They didn't have any availability. So I got a scrub. I got a full body scrub. And the woman who was giving my scrub,
did it happen on your face too?
Yeah. Yeah. A little scrub on my face.
Let me see your arms.
Oh yeah. No, look so fresh.
You look slightly red.
No, I mean, I don't think so.
You honestly look very red.
I think it's only because I'm so warm. Okay. I just took a sweatshirt off.
All right.
Lighting.
Are you sure that like you didn't have an allergic reaction?
I definitely didn't have an allergic reaction. I feel good. But the woman at the end was like, "You should see us more than once a year." And I was like, Or do the deluxe, which is like an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Which means that they can do my full body not twice, but three times because
Jesus.
I'm I guess extra dead skin. I don't know. I don't exfoliate
enough?
No. And I think like maybe, well, part of the thing is like when I moved, I sometimes do a thing where like, I think it's weird to like move like bathroom stuff. So some of my bathroom stuff, I just
leave
away
at the previous house. Oh, okay.
No, actually, I wonder if I did leave a loofah at your house. I can't find my loofah, and I thought maybe I threw it away in transit, but maybe I did just like leave it someplace.
I don't know. I have not seen a loofah, but I haven't been looking for loofahs, and I assume the loofah in my shower is my wife's.
Yeah, mine's a blue loofah.
No, this one's white, so we good.
Yeah,
we good.
Yeah, a loofah, something that feels weird to share between friends.
yeah although this might be too much information, but I was exfoliating my armpits with my wife's. She didn't think that was funny.
I don't know, like I think if you use enough soap, like maybe it's fine, but like I don't, it also feels really personal.
It is, but they're gross. I don't like loofahs. And I was just like, I wonder if something scratchy would feel good. And I did it. And you know, I only do it every once in a while. And so, yeah.
I think you're either firmly team loofah or firmly like hate loofah.
Yeah, they creep me out because like after they like hit the floor and you pick them up and you squeeze the wet water out.
Well, you gotta,
I just like, rather no. surprise borrow my wife's from time to time.
I think she hates that. And now that is known to the public. That is a personal story. That's a you checking your wife about whether or not that gets cut out later. Also, I would just edit the pod, new pod up today. Check it out if you feel like it. Although I guess if you're listening to this, maybe you already found that one. But yeah, so I updated that one today. And there is a part where I burped in the last episode. Yeah, I left that shit in. I was like, I'm not. I don't care enough to edit this out. I don't know why I was like, I'm editing that out. No, I'm not. No, I didn't. I was like,
guess what I did? Guess what
What'd
I
you
did?
Do?
I had
What'd
a banger of a weekend. Okay, first off, I made a solid life choice and decided to make my own closet. So we're doing a light remodel in the bedroom because I'm tired of sharing a closet with my lovely, lovely wife. So here's the deal. So I've started making my own closet. That's cool. That's an update from the fun side. Friday night, my wife and I are going to dance lessons. Sure. I have my hand in my pocket.
Okay.
All week I've been saying I need to get melting ice. Did I get melting ice? No. Have my hand in my pocket, fucking fall down the stairs.
Oh yeah. No.
Land on my ass, land on an extended arm like that.
Oh no.
Proceeded to still go to dance lessons. I thought, fuck, I'm not going to be able to move in the morning. I don't know. I got to get out of jail free card. The yoga I've been doing has helped. I mean, I was a touch, like my neck is a little sore, but I didn't hit it. I think it was just from bracing, but like we're building the closet. But yeah, we have it on the Ring doorbell.
Wow. So you're telling me that you fell, landed on your butt, but somehow didn't like
tweak my back.
Nothing. Yeah. Back.
Didn't
fine.
Break anything. Yeah.
Wow. Cause that's like, I mean, it's not like a ton of stairs, but it's a solid like, four stairs
from the top. I wasn't hitting it gingerly. I was putting my hand in my pocket and walking down full stride, and all you see my wife do from behind is cover her mouth.
I
reel in pain for about 5 seconds because I thought I broke my arm I thought something to my shoulder or my arm because my wrist took a little bit of the damage. And so I laid on the stairs just real quick, and then I was like, oh, and then I get up and I was like, okay, I'll walk it off. But my wife was freaked the fuck out. So
wow. I'm glad that you're doing okay, because you do live in a winter wonderland where
I do.
That shit can happen.
Do I now own melting salt? Yeah. Yeah, we did. We went ahead and picked that up.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. I've had a couple gnarly falls obviously it's a winter wonderland. I remember one time I was walking down the steep hill by my residence hall, my dorm, and I fell, and I swear to God, my feet above my head came down on the top part of like my upper back. Landed.
Did you hit your head?
No, luckily I tucked and rolled a bit. But yeah, so feet up, whoop, landed on my upper shoulders, and then skidded probably 6 or 8 feet down the hill.
Oh shit.
Luckily not into traffic, right? But like, you know, because that's right there on that main thoroughfare there that would have been into an intersection of two lanes going each direction.
Yeah.
I just hear, you all right, buddy? From the other way. And it was two of my friends had been coming back home. And I was like, yeah, buddy. And they're like, that looked rough. We weren't going to say anything. We don't want you to be embarrassed, but we want to make sure you were okay.
Tap your head twice.
Yeah, I was slow getting up. But luckily, nothing broken, nothing too bad. But
man.
And that's the thing. Of every so often, you get a real good fall, feet above your head. And you're like, this is not an angle I see very often.
I know.
I'm like looking up at my feet.
To me, I don't know what's happened. Maybe it's because I'm an anxious person, but I actually, in the moment, I have amazing reflexes in most cases. Mm-hmm. Not to say I won't get hurt, but like I fared pretty well for somebody that is coming off a recent back injury. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
then, but for me, it's afterwards and the thinking of the what ifs and like just like reliving it and being really thankful it was me and not my wife. And like, it's just for me, that's the worst of it. It's almost not the action of it.
But you are an athlete in the definitely the sense of the word where like you have pretty good body awareness from riding horses and from skiing.
Right.
Like, you're pretty good of being around either a very large animal or Mother Nature that is like, oh, I need to be prepared. Like, I need to be anticipating what could happen and responding to hitting ice, having a horse get spooked. Like, I need to be like alert with my body to like respond to something that is like happening, not to me, but like happening in my surroundings.
Right.
So you are definitely, I'd say, pretty fucking agile and have for years trained yourself, right? To like be able to like quick muscle respond to things.
Yeah.
Your wife, whom I love dearly,
was not trained with the same vigor.
Will sometimes respond in the opposite way that she should, right?
I mean, and slamming, she knows on, it about herself.
Slamming on handle brakes fat harder than she should, so she flips over the top. Losing control of a ski bike and thinking, let's ride this shit out, instead of fucking bailing as soon as she knows she's lost control. Like, it's, there's just some of those quick, like things start happening to you. And like, I remember when I had my really bad rowing accident where like things slow down, right?
Oh yeah.
You get flipped backwards. You recognize that like I'm upside down hurtling through the air. What are the things I need to be thinking about?
Yeah.
I need to like take a deep breath. I need to like figure out which way is up when I'm swimming in water, right? Like, whether that's like whitewater rafting, right? Like,
right.
Look out for rocks. Think about some of these things while I'm underwater. Breathing is important, but like not right now. Lock that shit down and hold your breath, right? Like, things tend to slow down. I'm not convinced that that same thing happens to all people. I think some folks are like, shit, let's let it ride. And it's like, no, like.
You got to be, even in the chaos, you got to try to find it.
Slow it down and try and logic your way out of it. But yeah, I'm glad you're okay, because that is
my pride cert. But if you get a video from my wife, you'll see me fall.
God, that's all I want.
You'll hear me say, let's go, baby. And then I just, oh, man.
My weekend was rough, but in a different way. I got to hang out with my brother and my sister-in-law, and my niece and nephew on Saturday. And we went, to a little bit of a bazaar, and then took the kids to see Santa.
A bazaar, just to, in case you don't know, because that's a very old term, as if she's in her 70s. The bazaar would be a place where you can go buy crafts and home-baked cookies and stuff like that. It's a gathering of crafty things. Anyhow, I just thought I'd give an update, because bazaar, I don't think I've heard a bazaar in the last 20 fucking years.
It's so like, anyhow. It's like a Christmas market. It's like people selling doodads and
So you go to a farmer's market in the summer. You go to a bazaar around Christmas time.
Yeah. I guess. Shit, now I'm like second guessing my whole life.
Other people would call it a craft fair, but you know.
But it's for the holidays. It feels like a holiday. I don't know, man. I'm just telling you what I saw on the sign. Anyways, so my nephew, this is his second time. Obviously, he's two. But this is his second time seeing Santa this year, because they had been at a different event where there was Santa, but neither kids wanted to like sit on Santa's lap by themselves. So there's a very photo.
Raised right.
There's a very cute photo of my brother, his wife, and the two kids in a photo together. And even then, my niece is like a bit of a side eye. Like, we're all acting like this shit's fine. He's in a full red suit and everyone's acting like this.
And he smells
fine.
Like alcohol.
Well, no, he was a very nice Santa. She wasn't having it. So we tried, because since my nephew was like much okay, like talking to Santa, we tried it with just the kids. Niece not having it.
Of course not.
But I was like, you know what, guys? Like, I'm not, you know, I'm only home every couple of weeks. Like, let's have, you know, I'll babysit with my folks. Like, you guys, like, you know, have a night off. You know, we'll babysit. And so I was talking to my parents and I was like, hey, grandparents, like, we've signed you up for some babysitting. And they were like, you're getting up, which whatever kids gets up first. You wanted to sign up for babysitting? Great. You get whatever kid gets up first. I was like, not a problem. You know, yesterday both kids slept till 7 a.m. You know, I'll get up with whatever kid gets up first. And they were like, uh-huh, cool. They were like, then we're just going to go ahead and put the troublemaker in your room, and you can just have a guest room with you and your nephew. And I was like,
oh, okay, no, he didn't sleep. That's, they set you up for failure. they did not stick to the rules.
He went to bed right on time, like a sweet baby angel, fast asleep. Then I'm sleeping, and I hear at 4:30 in the morning, Tamara, you awake? No, bud. No, bud. It's nighttime. And he was like, I'm awake. And I look over, and he's like sitting up in his little pack and play. And I look at him, and I had like a little nightlight on for him, you know, like in the hallway. So like the door's open, and like he's just getting a little bit of light in from the hallway. And I just see him. I look over at him, and it's a dull, you know, nightlight. But I just look at him, and he waves just a little. Just a little baby wave. And I was like, oh no, oh no. And so I was like, no, bud, like, do you want your binky? Like, do you want to lie back down, bud? Like, you know, it's bedtime. You know, it's night time. And he's like, I'm awake. And I was like, shh. Grandma's sleeping and grandpa's sleeping and your sister's sleeping. And auntie wants to be sleeping. And he was like, no, it's playtime. And I was like, shh. And he was like, shh. And I was like, oh God. So I lied back down, and I was like, see, everyone's lying back down. And he just shook his little baby head at me. And I was like, so that I pretend to start snoring. And he was like, oh, okay. She's going to sleep. Or pretend to. And I was like, okay. So he, at least he didn't say anything, right? And so he's just kind of like sitting up, kind of like swaying, and then like 15 minutes, I was like, I'm gonna wait him out, he's gonna lie back down, it's gonna be fine. Nope. At like 4:45, I just hear just the littlest like scratching on like just like his little playset, just like try, like he found like a crease and he just started scratching, like just finding things to try and entertain himself. And then at 4:45, he was like, I'm awake still. Are you awake? And I was like, no, bud, it's nighttime. And then at 5 a.m., he like stood up. Like he was like stood up in his little crib, like watching me, and was like, I think it's time to get up. I'm awake. And I was like, no, bud.
No, like, no, no.
I think we should play. And he's like, what about a book? And I was like, okay, maybe a book. I'll read him a book and maybe he'll go back to bed.
Wishful thinking.
Nah, we were up since 4:30 in the morning.
Till when? Did he take a nap?
No. He took a nap. We went to the Children's Museum at 9 a.m. and he slept on the car ride.
You had to go into public?
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God. When did you get a nap?
No, I didn't get a nap that day. Oh. So my brother and his wife came over at like 8:30. Bright eye, bushy tail. Like, they had a great night's sleep, which was the goal, right? Like,
right.
You know, they've done the
oh,
the
so you were at night. Your parents' house, not your brother's
house. I was at my parents' house, not my brother's house.
Okay, I was like, okay.
Yeah. So babysitting my parents' house with the kiddos. And then we went in to get some different toys and like closed the door a little too loud. My nephew closed the door, and then grandma came out at 6 in the morning and was like, bud, like, we don't slam doors at 6 in the morning. Like, it's night time. It's dark. And he's like, he like looked at me and like shushed me, like, I did it. like yeah, obviously. Come on. And I was like, you little.
I was raised in this household. I know not to slam a door.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not a fool. I don't know. I know what the rules. So yeah, so then he really wanted to play with like these two little like race cars, which is like the loudest noise. And then he wanted to play with the bus that like has like the alphabet on it and it like sings to you. And I was like, bud, we got to do quiet games. Like, we read a lot of books. So yeah, so then his sister woke up at like 7 a.m. So then my mom got up when the baby got up.
So she was the favorite child of the day.
Oh, yes. No, she was sleeping like a champ. So my brother got there at 8:30 and he's like, we have a little time. Do you want to shower? I was like, don't even. No, I'm going to put on a sweatshirt. Like, let's do this thing. Children's Museum, I'm ready. And he's like, you good? I was like, I got energy in the car. I'm going to rally. And he's like, okay. Children's Museum, though, so fun. Like, the kids got to play with, like, all these things. And, like...
Well, but I feel like the last time you, like, took them to a cut-rate, like, Children's Museum, are we talking OMSI? Or are we still talking...
It was probably, like, half of an OMSI.
Half of an OMSI. Okay, so still cool.
It was real cool. It probably took us...
two and a half hours to get through it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But we had, so it was my brother and his family. So his wife and his two kids. And then it was our really good childhood friend, her husband, and their three kids.
Oh, wow.
But it was so good because their oldest just turned six, and she really wants to be a good helper. So she's like leading my nephew around. They're like doing activities together. It was like, we just like watch them do stuff, like play with different musical instruments.
Right.
They had this one area. So it's like a bunch of like different like occupations. So it's like, this is what a farmer does. And like, this is like a tractor. And like, this is these things. And then they have like a little area that's like set up like a veterinarian.
Right.
So you have these stuffed animals and you could like wash them or you could like put them on like an x-ray machine.
Yeah.
So like my nephew wasn't tall enough to like push some of the buttons. So then she could like help him like push things. So we just kind of sat back and could watch him just play with all the stuff.
Nice.
They had a great time. So yeah, it was super fun. And then I did shower because I went out for my friend's birthday. We went out to dinner up in West Seattle to a fancy place. They had like, it's like a butcher's shop connected to like a really like fancy
barbecue
restaurant.
Joint?
No.
Oh, wow.
So we had like cocktails. They also had like non-alcoholic like elixirs on the menu.
Oh, wow.
Which like felt really fancy.
You use the word elixirs and bizarre. I think you're getting up there in age.
Am so. I? Am I 95 years old? Maybe. Honestly, the story is also going to take a turn where you're like, how old are you? I got a Moscow Mule, a cranberry Moscow Mule.
Elixir or hard alcohol?
Hard alcohol.
Nice.
It was really tasty. And then when we were walking back, my friends, because they're so nice to me, let me stop at a record store.
Oh, nice.
So I picked up a couple of records and I picked up a tape for my player.
Why the fuck? Buddy, you've been in the Portland area too fucking long. Listen.
What?
Listen.
What?
You know what? Vinyl sounds better. Yeah. Vinyl sounds better. There's an authenticity to it that you can't duplicate on like digital. A fucking tape?
Okay, brings
nothing to the table.
Okay. But how
you have crossed over to unacceptable hipster land.
Okay. But in my defense, I bought three records.
Okay.
For $95.
Fuck, they're so expensive. They're so hipster. Anyhow, yes.
But the mixtape, $9. And it's the new Taylor Swift album.
I'm sorry. Okay. You could have walked away for $100.
Yeah.
You just decided the mixtape was worth breaking another 20?
No, it was $9.
So where were you at? 104?
Yeah, just about.
Like, why didn't you stop at 95, buddy?
Okay, because I thought it'd be funny to have the new Taylor Swift Midnight album on tape to play in my office.
I didn't even know that they release new shit on tape. Is that the new hipster shit?
Yeah, I think so. Because here's the thing. Taylor Swift released her new album Midnights with four different covers. And on the back, they make up a clock. Which part of the clock do I pick? I can't commit to buying all four.
Yeah, that's a decision that's real hard for you.
That's like $120 for those four albums.
Who gives a shit? You don't need the clock.
To just say you don't need the clock. Feels
Wait,
like
what'd you get with the tape? The full clock?
I don't know. I actually didn't look at the back. Hang
what
on.
What the hell?
Hang on. But it even like came in like a bag that's not helpful to carry. Like it's
the hipster is through and through. So, but I can't believe you bought a tape.
I almost bought a fourth record. I almost got the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
Which I think that your wife would enjoy. Okay, so here's my Midnights. Also, it's green. How cool is that?
I don't agree with that purchase.
Okay. Favorite band?
Joseph.
Favorite band?
Wait, don't you have all the Joseph albums?
Not on vinyl. Free Guy.
I love it.
Okay.
I might actually like that soundtrack. He always
it starts with Mariah Carey Fantasy, which like is all I want.
There we go. I'm in. I am in. I always think his soundtracks are really good.
Wait, him, do you mean Ryan Reynolds or do you mean the director?
Well, I mean, all the movies that he's in, he always has that one 80s hit that you can't get out of your head. So
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Okay. So I got to be a hipster and I got to go to
I'm proud of your hipsterness. I think you took it one level too far. Yes. But here's the deal. I don't understand the Taylor Swift hullabaloo.
What do you mean hullabaloo?
Now who's 90? So here's the thing.
We're just switching it back and forth.
I don't understand. Like, why are her tickets going for fucking $3,000? It's like Taylor Swift. Like,
okay,
wait a year. They'll be 99 cents. Like, I don't understand.
No. She is a marketing genius.
So she's the one ass raping her fans.
I don't like it when you say things like that.
Okay, explain it to me. Tell me how Taylor Swift is a saint and everybody should want a $32,000 Taylor Swift ticket.
Okay, so she, I guess allegedly, I don't know all the business in and outs of tickets. I think that she set tickets at like $200.
Yeah.
And then scalpers effectively bought all the tickets and now are reselling them for way, way more.
But how is that legal?
I think Ticketmaster allows resale tickets. Like the tickets that I bought to see Florence and the Machine were off of Ticketmaster and they were resale. So I paid like $120 for what maybe was initially like a $100 ticket.
Well, but obviously, but why? There has to be a demand. Why is there such a demand for Taylor Swift?
I don't think that she has toured very much because of COVID, and so she has released 3 albums since her last tour. So there's a ton of new music, and people either love her or hate her. And the people who love her do really love her. And I think that she would do a giant stadium concert tour. Right?
Okay.
Like, I think it would be a good
show. What's your top dollar for a Taylor Swift ticket?
If I maybe had friends who had tickets and I said someone bailed, I would be paying to go see Taylor Swift for $950.
What?
It's on the table currently. I am a backup to 2 people. If they can't go, I would go in their place.
You're going to spend $950 and you're third in line?
I'm third in line. Yeah. Bloody. I'm a backup to a backup.
Bloody.
Did I buy those outright? No. But they
What would you pay outright?
I don't know if I would have gone. If I was buying tickets, I don't know if I would have gone over $300. But those are on the floor, third from like the catwalk. They are like some of the better tickets that you could get.
Well, why did Buddy Bale? Didn't have $950?
No, they're both planning on going. Like, the people who bought those tickets are planning on going. But I'm saying it like, you are in a car accident in a coma and you can't go. I will go in your place. Like, I'm your backup.
Miss you, but your tickets were fire.
Yeah, they're $950. I'm really sorry you missed it. I'll film the whole thing. Like, I'll wear a GoPro if that's what's needed. Like, knock on wood. I really want my friends to be able to go. But, like, I'm the backup to the backup if for some reason people can't go.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money for Taylor Swift.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Adele's tickets are similar in Vegas. When I looked, they were like $700
to
get nosebleed to go see Adele. Well, Adele, I don't know. I think Adele's tickets, again, it's like supply demand, right? Like, people are willing to pay it so they can do it. Adele is very smart and is doing like 3 shows a week for like 10 weeks and that's it. And part of that is because that's all her voice can do right now. Like, she doesn't want to have another surgery on her throat. So she's not fucking around. So it's actually quite smart because she's effectively going to make the same amount of money by performing in a way that she can keep performing for years. It's very smart.
I mean, but it becomes a very elitist thing to do then.
Well, and I think that like the flip side to that is like, it would be cool if they did some like raffle roll call, like,
yeah,
half price tickets for the day of, for like, you know,
average humans be able to go.
Okay,
but
hold on. Yeah. Okay. Your backup, your number three, you would pay $950 in a pinch. You're not happy, but you'd make your money count. You know, you're not happy for your friend, but you're excited for the ticket. So if you were a parent, kid loved Taylor Swift, what are you paying to go take your kid to Taylor Swift?
I think it depends how old they are. I think if it is like their first concert, I might spend more money. Or if it's like their 16th birthday or like something that's like, this is like a life event, then I'd probably drop $500 because ultimately at that point, you're not doing each ticket because you're not doing one ticket, right? Like it's you, the kid, probably a kid friend. Like you're all in for like 15 hundy.
This is giving me anxiety. Okay. All right.
To be fair, like I have no children and this is all hypothetical. And like ultimately, like there's another like parental unit who like would get a say in how much money is too much money to spend on a kid's birthday. Yeah, no, he's not coming. And that's the thing too, right? Of like, what if he loves Taylor Swift more than me and like he really wants to go and I guess like then maybe he could go.
We were just playing a game, my wife and I, and one of the questions was, which one of your friends, couple friends, would you be marooned on an island with if you could choose? And I said, you and whoever you're dating. And here's why. My wife can make anything out of anything as far as food. You would make sure there's plenty of icebreakers so to make sure everybody's getting along and I can fix and like, you know, build anything. So I think we'd be a great group. And then your significant other is basically useless. So anyhow, but that was the answer. So
I love that. I hope that he brings something to the table. Although honestly, if all he's bringing to the table personally for me is body heat, I'm okay, right?
Like, that's a low bar to clear, but yeah.
if he's a good snuggler, then that's... Well, I guess tropical island is probably not too cold.
I didn't say tropical. Marooned on an island. It doesn't have to be tropical. There's islands in fucking Alaska.
Yikes. Yeah, because I don't know that, like, you go tropical, and, like, I think tropical sounds nice, but then also, like, then you get, like, a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd really have to, like, weigh out warm enough... Also, I don't know why
you
suddenly would be like naked and afraid.
Pick. You don't get to pick. You're marooned. I'm just saying you only get to pick who you're marooned with.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I would also definitely pick you and your wife. You come in with a lot of skills. I don't know how many computers we have to fix.
I'm bringing my wife for her ability to cook jail food. Like, that's my...
She also is an excellent cook.
Yeah.
Although... when we cooked up that fish you caught, I'm the one who did the thing. So
you were the star of the show. We tried to fillet a trout. And I don't fillet very often, so it went about as good as you would expect. We had chunky butter trout nuggets.
They tasted good though. Also those stuffed mushrooms we made. We should get some more of those.
We talk about those more than the trout. Like I gotta get those. When I forget what they are they chanterelles? No, I don't know.
I think so. I think
they they're morels. Stuffed morel mushrooms. Yeah. So
they're one of the two.
Yeah. I actually want to go start picking my own morels and drying them, but it's a little hard to get in the world of mushrooms. You can't make many mistakes. So maybe I'll just continue to buy them. So, but those were good. We need to do that again.
Those were tasty. Yeah, no. Yeah. I definitely can really get behind that. Oh, I am so sorry. I have an apologies corner. I have an apologies corner.
Yes, please. I always like being apologetic.
It's not to you.
Fuck.
I talked last episode, the episode before, about my my Wishmas situation.
Which now makes sense because, I'll let you finish the, Wishmas is why it's called. Yep, got it.
Yeah. So there's a website. Was it wish.com?
Yes.
Where it's like random stuff off the internet.
Thus the Wishmas, get it? Wishmas, wish.com.
Yep. Okay. I missed it.
I'm just making sure I connected those dots for you.
Completely missed it. So I had said, so basically I'm sitting down to dinner with my three friends. And I was like, hey guys, I got to tell you, like, I don't talk a lot of shit on the pod about people specifically, but I got to tell you, I kind of talk some shit about you guys on the podcast because you guys don't know how to play White Elephant. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, that Wishmas rules was so not white elephant.
Standard like, protocol.
Yeah. And I was like, and you siblings, I didn't give you siblings much shit, right? Because your siblings, you like grew up with your weird rules. You that have dated into this situation, you I gave the most shit for because you should have known better. And yet you just like went along with it. And my buddy looked at me and he was like, I know those aren't the rules. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, we all knew those were not the white elephant rules. Like, those are like the Wishmas rules that like we found offline. And I was like, what? And they were like, they're like, bud, how were you not listening to the start of those rules where we very clearly said, we knew this is weird. We're trying it this year. We might just do normal white elephant rules next year, but this year we're going to try it.
And you I was were scarred like, for life.
I was shook because then I came in right after that being like, these aren't the rules. Like, we all know these aren't the rules. And everyone was like, yeah, bud. And then I was like, okay, I just felt like really like ignored. But that's only because I had just missed the entire disclaimer at the top of the hour to be like, and I don't remember it happening at all.
You still are like speechless.
No, I'm still shook. And my buddy, she was so nice to me. She was like, Tam, like I tried to tell you that we know that we're just rolling with it.
Hold on. I'm sorry, bud. I gotta say that you didn't even play the rules right. Because you went to the game shop.
Yes.
You didn't go to Wish.
Which is because I missed that memo. I like knew there was like some website we could go to like pick up stuff, and I literally couldn't be bothered to scroll far enough and look. It's on me. It's 100% on me, which is why then I didn't get the Wishmas name, didn't fucking make that connection, didn't know the website, didn't know the weird ass rules. I was so in my own world playing my own game by myself.
You showed up in traditional fare for like an off the chain game.
Yes, I had no idea, right? So it's like, I'm just like swimming upstream by myself. Like, I'm making my life only more difficult for myself. And so, yeah, so then at the end, they're like, do you guys want to do Wishmas next year? I was like, yeah. And then my buddy, I should have fucking put it together. My buddy, she was so nice. My buddy, she was just like, I'm gonna send out the email again. And she was like, I will change the name of our chat for those who are doing Wishmas to the name of the right website. And I was like, oh, that would be so helpful. And like my buddy, like, I think it's because of me. She has started changing our group text for the people that are hanging out to the name, the date, and the location. Because on multiple occasions, I've
this
arrived early
is
to
a
party.
Fucking genius.
She's
oh my God, so I'm going to take her play. I mean, that is...
It's so smart. So literally, our group chat was like the name of the restaurant and the time we were meeting there. Oh. So I didn't have to go back and look for it. Details just top of the hour. Like, just top of the list. Just right there.
I'm going to be honest with you, bud. I think you might be failing in the detail area just of late. I think with the new job, attention to detail plummeted. Like,
out the window. I mean, I threw the baby out with the bathwater. I did not know what was even happening. I was in my own world. So I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to do like an amendment to the pod. I'm going to have to do a correction corner. And all my friends were like, not a problem. As long as you just correct the record, because you make us sound crazy and we're not crazy. And I was like, nah, man. And my buddy was like, I just didn't know how to get you on like our page. Like, you were just so
these are
on
good
your
friends
page.
Because you showed up to the party.
Yeah.
And they still played the game.
Yeah.
Meant for a different set of gifts that you brought.
Yep.
And like pretended that yours were good.
Yep, just let me slide in. But we're like, she's fine. She's here. She's fine. She means well. She's here for a good time. And
I'm going to steal that. I'm going to change group chats to like where we're going in the time. Plus, yeah. I don't have to go through all those old texts and I could just be like, oh yeah, that was right. Because I'm giving you shit, but attention to detail is something that I'm losing. So, you know.
Well, it's just I did not realize how helpful it was until I started doing like once a month hanging out with friends, or you know what I mean? Like when I moved away and it was like,
right,
hey, let's make more of an effort to see people like,
yeah, yeah,
on this day and this time. And even today, right? Like today I was going to go see a buddy of mine, and celebrate a birthday. And I was just like, man, it's, what time did we say? Right. And I had to, like, text her and be like, we said 10, right? It's 10. And she's like, yeah, 10. I was like, okay, great. So like, even then, even when I like, we'd only just talked about it like a week ago, I like, and that's the thing. I have three calendars. I'm just juggling.
That's
too
your
much.
Problem. You need one calendar.
But like, I can't, I struggle so much with the discipline of it.
I'm sorry. Are these like tangible calendars? Are they online calendars?
Two are online, one is paper.
Why do you have two online calendars?
Because they don't talk to each other, and there's things that I want for work that I don't want on my personal calendar, and there's things I want on my personal calendar that I don't want on my work calendar. Mm.
I want to see how long that lasts, because sometimes you just have to give up the ghost and combine them and mark all your private appointments private. Like, the calendars don't talk that well. Like, Gmail doesn't talk that well to Outlook, or it only talks one way. I'm iCloud. And yeah, my wife now and I, we send meeting invites back together. Like, back, like, if we have a doctor's appointment, she sends it to me. If I have a like oil change, I'm like, you got to help me remember that. And I send it to her. And like, yeah. So,
yeah.
Works nicely.
Yeah. And I think too, well, this is maybe eventually will be helpful. I will probably get a wall calendar at my new place, have my own Command Central.
That's awesome. You know what I wanted to do? Hmm. I think Command Central could turn into my $1 million idea. Hmm. I think it would be great to have like a physical representation of a calendar, like as if you would go write on it and dry erase, but it be digital, pulling from your Outlook parts that you want and putting it on the calendar automatically.
Hmm. Is it, it would then both would have to be digital, right? So your phone would have to talk to this digital thing.
Yeah, but it would look like it's written.
So in my mind, it's like a, it's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes.
Where like things magically appear on it.
But you could then maybe erase something like, but it's real tactile. You could erase something with a special pen on your. So why don't they do it? They have notebooks that do that.
So it's touchscreen. You could write on it.
No, not touchscreen. Ugh, no. It's actually you know those rocket books, like
Yes, I have one of those somewhere.
It's basically a rocket book calendar a little bit, but cooler.
Interesting.
So, because you really need it to be like tangible and tactile.
All right. Well, we're going to have to like copyright that and name it, maybe make that a thing. Yeah, although now we just talk about it in a public forum. So
we would call it Command Central.
Okay. Copyrighted. And if somebody steals our idea, they hopefully will cut us.
Fuck you, but they probably have more capital than we do. So,
well, it's a brilliant idea.
It
That'd
is
be so handy.
Well, and
yeah,
like,
I have three calendars, and I like lose track of stuff.
Yeah, and so you know, if you mark a calendar piece like recreational, you can decide to pull in recreational and extracurriculars or whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah. It'd be cool if it was color-coded like that. Because honestly, like, if you had you, your partner, and, like, your kids, you're juggling quite a few things. And then it could send reminders to your phone.
Yep. Yeah. God, or the
so
kid
handy.
Could come home from school, and obviously they're not going to, like, get on their phone and do it. And they could just write, you know, soccer or cupcakes and on the calendar on the day.
I love that you think that your kid is going to be old enough to write cupcakes but not have a phone.
Well, yeah, no, my phone's not getting an old. Well, my niece has a phone, but she doesn't use anything other than Pinterest and texting.
Well, I'm just saying, like, kids.
But only one of my nieces has a phone.
And I think that is unusual.
It is unusual, but I'm going to model
that. I know have kids starting at, like, elementary school.
Nope, my kid will not have a phone.
What if they're walking home by themselves?
Well, but there's smartwatches. Or if my kid does have a phone for that purpose, then I would have everything else turned off. And all they could do is text. And I would read their texts every night.
Wow. That was a bit more turn into Big Brother than I was anticipating.
No, my sister reads all the texts on my niece's phone.
I mean,
and my niece knows that happened. She goes, okay, let me see your phone every so often. And she'll read and make sure everything's on point without warning.
That's fair. But I mean, yeah. So I do think, though, kids old enough to walk home can have a phone, and kids old enough to write cupcake might already have a phone, is all I'm saying.
Well, they could draw a cupcake, or it could be like a special family thing, and we just like write cupcake on there, and they get excited, and I try to draw the cupcake. I don't know. All I'm saying is my calendar idea is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, tall enough to reach Command Central probably already has a phone.
Honestly, I really don't want a kid writing on Command Central, so they can't handle the responsibility, you know? My oldest niece does it now, and she gets a little draw her little picture, and she loves it. But the rest haven't graduated to that level of
trust.
Well,
I think it's like you have to be so tall to reach Command Central. You have your calendars pretty high off the ground.
I do. But it's funny because I put it in for a tool for me and my wife. But everybody now, when they ask me to do something, they're like, hey, go ahead and just write that down on Command Central, because know I'll forget.
I've written things on that myself, even when I have not lived there. Updates. But yeah. No, I think too, like, I don't know. It's just like this weird place to be, like, of like, I want like a work-life balance. I like want to keep track of things. I want to make plans and have like organization.
Maybe you know there's layers in Outlook, right? You could have two different Outlook calendars, and you could toggle one on and off, so you could overlay your personal over your work to see if there's anything conflicting when you add something, and then toggle off your personal. You just got to give up the ghost and have them all in the same thing and just mark your private stuff private. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I discovered a brilliant thing. Talking about work-life balance, you're far from here. But I've turned off my notifications after 5. I don't get notified of my email unless I actually go in and look.
Yeah. I won't get notified of new emails. I will get updates on some of the other teams or other work things, because like that's where a time sensitive or like an emergency would like come from.
But I can't even see. I have 20 emails waiting for me in the morning.
Yes, I turned that off.
Yeah.
Although when I left work on Friday, I think I had 4 emails. So that felt good. But yeah, I don't know. It's like I think getting into like New Year's, I think I'm starting to think about like what kind of resolutions I want. And thinking about like what kind of habits, because I do think like work-life balance is very important, and I definitely want to do better at it.
I would concur.
Living closer to fam, I want to prioritize like fam and friends.
Ooh, are we talking about it on the pod? But the new house search.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, I'm dying to know, because you know you did text me and say, hey, are you available? I have some, you know, I want to run some things by you. Fucking crickets. And then I find out today we've picked a house. Like, okay, it's an apartment.
It is an apartment. Yeah, I was working late that night. I think I worked till like 10 o'clock.
Whatever, excuses.
I was hoping to catch you in like in between, well, weirdly going to the gym and then going back to work. And my phone died. My phone died when I was walking to the gym.
Jeez.
And then when I got home and was actually charging it, I was like, it's so late. And then I put in my application the next day. I just pulled the trigger, and I found out later that day that I was accepted. But yeah, so I was deciding between a 2-bedroom, like unremodeled.
Oh, I don't care about any of that shit. I care about what are the perks.
So it is.
What was the deciding factor?
It is. I will be the first human to live in my apartment. It is brand new. It has luxury finishes, so it has quartz countertops. It is not a galley. It's actually like a U-shaped. So it's a larger.
Are you saying you don't like my galley kitchen? Is that what you're saying? Is that what I just saying heard? It's
larger
fine. It's fine.
Kitchen. It has nicer finishes, and so it's hardwood all throughout. Or at least looks like hardwood.
We'll
throughout.
Have
might
to
be laminate.
See, like, We'll have to have a hard word off. That sound weird. But to see who can slide further on each person's hardwood floors.
We can do that.
We have to do mature things.
Yeah, no, but I think because it is all hardwood, I'll get like a room.
Real hardwood or engineered hardwood?
I think it's engineered hardwood.
Yeah, so not real. It's painted.
But it is...
laminated.
Laminated, but I can do... I think I'll get a Roomba that is both a mop and a vacuum.
I fucking hate the Roombas. I've been on board with your decisions here. We gave away like $300 worth of Roombas to my sister. And do you know, it tricked my nephew into cleaning the house. Because in order for the Roombas to clean, you have to pre-clean. And he will go pick up anything that's in the Roomba's way. It's like a game. But anyhow, fuck Roombas. Because they're more work than they're worth. Roombas are stupid. I'm just going to come out and say it.
I'm going to try it. I don't love mopping. I don't mind a vacuum, I don't love
mopping. They have a Roomba that mops?
Yes. Pimpsmack has it. It works great.
No, it doesn't. Every time she's at my house, she would tell me her Roomba is stuck, and she had an app that told her Roomba was stuck.
She has two Roombas, one that vacuums and one that mops, and I think Moppy Guy got stuck less.
I don't know. We'll circle back to this in a year and see if you still love your Roombas.
We can get Pimpsmack for a comment. Yeah, so it has a pantry, it has so much kitchen things, it has a gym, it has a clubhouse, it has like an office center. It's like you can like rent it, and it's like has like
pool table,
big TV, fire pit, barbecue.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So how do you feel? Are you excited?
I'm very excited. It's on the first floor, which is what I wanted, which will make moving in easier. I don't have to worry about...
first floor. Are you going to hear about people above you like having sex and stuff?
I don't think so. I heard nothing from anywhere when I was there with the walkthrough.
Well, do people have sex? What time of day was it?
People can have sex any time of day. I don't know why you.
I know, but standard operating procedure is probably not between 8 and 5. Most humans work between 8 and 5. When were you there? Between 8 and 5?
Yeah, I was there at like 10:30.
Okay, yeah, no, probably not having sex. So.
But people came and left. I didn't hear any noise. I didn't hear anything. There was no barking dogs. There was no noise. Like, it was real quiet.
Cool. Is it pet friendly? Can you have a pet?
It is pet friendly. You can have a dog. And yeah, I will probably get a dog. Mm-hmm. Or a cat. All right. I don't know why, but like the other day, there was a cat. It was outside and it like came up and was like meowing at me, and I like pet it for a little bit, and then it like walked off. And I was like, cats are so easy. You could just like hang out with them and then you like leave, and they like don't care as much as dogs care about when you leave.
And you can leave them for a weekend with enough food and water.
And they're quite
happy. They always love you. They're good cuddlers. Not that I'm a cat person. I'm just saying I think you could be a cat person.
I could. But I want
Charlie? You want Diego?
You could not separate those cats. They love each other.
I mean, I could try. We'll see how far it goes.
There's no way. I do love both of your cats, but they would hate it because I would make it be an indoor cat.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't fly. Diego would ruin your life. He'd burn down the apartment.
Both of them would lose their minds. Yeah. So I'll probably get an animal. But it's a 50-minute walk to work, 50-minute drive to work. Great location. I'm excited about it. I get the keys on the 20th of December, so I can start moving in. I'm going to go to like IKEA and like, you know, get like an entertainment system and get some things. Get all my shit out of storage. So I'm excited. It'll be real good. But also like, I like being on the first floor because then like, I feel like it's less likely that you brought up sex, but that people would hear me like walking around was what I was worried about, being the loud one and like playing the cello. Like now maybe I'll only bother like people above me and not both people above me and below me.
So here's the deal. It's you're selfless because you were thinking about other people. I, in that situation when I'm picking the apartment, would think about how much shit am I going to hear from other people. So, you're courteous. That's
nice. I try, but
I
it
hope
is
it works out.
It is half as much noise because there's no one below me to then also hear. Like I don't hear
That's
them,
true.
But they don't hear me. You know what I mean? Like it's
all I've ever known about people that lived in ground floor apartments is that the sound of people walking above them can make their like them go nuts. So
So 1 year in college, I lived on the second floor. But all other years I've lived on the first floor. And I loved it. So,
well, that's good. I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now to the brass tacks, the reoccurring theme in this podcast. What is the status of the cups?
Oh, I am. Oh no. Oh, thank God. I thought I put them under the on the lowest shelf, but it wasn't there. It's on the other shelf. I was
so we almost
scared.
Lost them for a second.
I thought we lost them. No, they're right here. Have plans to get rid of them on Wednesday.
Okay. Hopefully you keep those plans.
Also, I don't think that my buddy has listened to that episode yet. So I'm waiting for that text of being like, seriously, you like planned out this on the pod. Oh, sorry. I was just going to my OkCupid.
How did it go? I mean, what happened, buddy?
I didn't do you dirty. Because I was so embarrassed.
What did he? Oh, he gave you a score. Oh my god. What did he give you?
He just said, okay.
Oh.
And then the next day, a whole day later, he said, still playing. And then I couldn't message him back.
He's playing with you. He's showing a sense of humor. He's trying to find out if you have one, obviously not through memes. So
no, I full panicked and I ran away.
Wait, okay. So, hold on. He said, okay. Like he was saying your meme game was just okay, even though we asked him for a scale of 1 to 10 and he didn't read directions.
Yeah.
And then the next text he felt so insecure. He was just playing.
No, it was still playing.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I got to Google it. What does still playing mean?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, hold on.
Maybe still playing the game? Are we still playing this game? This dating game? I don't know, man. I didn't have a witty comeback. I didn't know what to come back to that with. I just left it.
Oh, fuck. Well, getting played means somebody has made a fool of you.
Yeah.
I don't know still playing is.
I don't know either.
Why did he say just playing? I know what that means.
Don't know. I don't know. It was not enough to get a real context of the situation. I was left only with questions.
Man, I feel like it did you dirty. The right guy would have thought that was a funny comeback. So
I mean, I think the right guy for me would have thought that was funny. Which is, I think, a smaller pool, which is fine.
Okay. Well, I give you props for trying. Normally, it would be like you carry on witty banter. Like, he missed the witty banter class.
I mean, I think that he would say that he gave his best for what he was getting. I think I'm going to have to just do some swiping, see if I can get some more matches, and just see if I can come up with a better GIF game.
Well, but he did. He did respond to you twice in a row, so maybe we're just misunderstanding him. Maybe we should give him a second shake, because while you're not great at memes, he's not great at communicating. I don't know. This is confusing to me.
We need one
Dating
of us
sucks.
To be a, we need one of us to be a good communicator. And
well,
I'm
you're
not
a good,
good
communicator.
In this, not in
you're
this
just
medium.
Not great at memes.
Not in this medium. Did I tell you that's what I titled the last episode?
No.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. It is, where did I put it? I guess I could go to any one of our platforms we're on. Is it right there? No, it's not. I closed it. It was like new musical instruments and
No, that was gift game. Where to go?
Okay. You could respond with a gif. You could go find. So he said he's still playing and you're like bad at gifs. So you could go find one of A League of Our Own where they're missing catching a ball and just send it back. Like he isn't playing well. Like you don't have to say anything other than that. Just okay, find so a you league
think,
of their
you
own.
You think I send A League of Their Own gif, the TV show or the movie back?
No, the lesbian. Let's really throw him through the TV show, the one riddled okay. with lesbians. Great show. Anyhow, but like them not catching a ball or like.
Okay. Let me look and see what I can find. The
like
new
a
episode,
blooper.
The new episode I just posted today was New Musical Instruments and the Struggle with Gifts.
Yeah, that works.
Oof, man. Okay, so let's see. Let's go to GIF. And then you think I should look for League of Their Own?
Like a blooper, a sports blooper. I prefer it be a lesbian from the League of Our Own just to really fuck with his mind because he fucked with ours.
Okay, we've gotten the movie.
The movie works too. Lesbianism was implied.
You're out, Brenda.
Do that! I love it! No, that really ends it.
No. Are you crying? Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. there's somebody hitting a ball. No, I need missing a ball. I've got everything under control from A League of Their Own. I don't have everything under control. A little winky face from the left.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. I just want to confuse the fuck out of him because he confused us. Oh, I love it. The flirt game is strong. I'm going to be honest. You're not going to land this guy, but
oh my God, I already sent it. I thought.
Okay.
I was just looking at it. Thank God I didn't push on any of the bad ones. Oh my God. I'm crying.
Oh my God.
Okay. Like part of me feels bad for this guy that he's having to deal with just my ineptitude with gifts.
That's the conversation piece. Now, depending on what he replies back, okay, still playing. I don't know. Does that mean he's playing the field or he's talking to other women or he's just playing because he told you were just okay at your gift game?
I don't know. I came back with a flirty wink face of a lesbian from a TV show. I don't know, man. Also, I haven't watched the show. She's cool, right? Like.
She's cool.
Okay.
There's a lot of fucking in old cars.
I'm sorry. Come again?
There's a lot of fucking in old cars.
With that character?
Yeah. She's a lesbian.
Interesting. Mm. I don't know if that's the message I was giving.
If I don't think this is headed in this direction, but if you guys ever get married,
sure,
you could be like, listen, when we started the gift thing, I was being coached by a lesbian. I don't know if you picked up on that.
My wingman is a married lesbian, and this is the advice she gave me. I don't know if it translates to straight couples.
In my defense, I wanted you to like do somebody like striking out or getting hit in the face with a ball or not catching the ball.
Okay, in my defense, I didn't think I had actually sent it. I thought I was still having time to look for him.
We'll be able to tell how woke this dude is because if he's like, did you just send me a lesbian gift? You'd be like, thank you for being an ally and supporting queer shows.
Thank you.
Oh man.
What if if he knows what the TV show is, that's a good sign. If he's never seen the TV show, he has no idea what it's about. There's
no
like,
one's no, even better.
No context. He
does a reverse image search, realizes that's the new League of Our Own, goes and watches the whole season, pegs you as a lesbian.
Is she lesbian or is she bi? Is she totally only a lesbian?
Oh, she's kind of bi.
I mean, I don't know if that helps my case, but I'm just, I don't know.
But the point is,
I've only watched one episode.
Tit for tat. He confused us. We confuse him.
I
made you watch that one episode. You don't like a period piece. And you're like, no, wasn't like that for these ladies back then. It was awful.
Awful. Mostly. I watched one episode and I thought that she left the dude. But I did think that they were the love story was the two main ladies.
They are the love story. And
I didn't get far enough.
Well, there's actually a lot of lesbian boning in there. Like half the team is lesbian, which the rewrite works.
Oh, man. Okay. So options. He's never seen the show. Mm. He does a reverse image, which tells me some tech savviness. Like that's some additional info. He then watches the show to figure out the context. Or he could be like, what the fuck is this? Or he could have no idea what the show is, not know how to find out what it is, and just think I'm flirting because it's a winky flirt. Like a winky, like a little winky face. It could work if he's never seen it.
It could work under several scenarios.
If he's never seen it.
The best response would be, I'm confused. And I would say that makes two of us. So not sexually, but like, you know, I don't know what still playing means. Still playing.
I don't know either. I think I just needed more context. And I like that our response wasn't to try and tell him that I was confused. It was to give back less information and just
confuse the fuck out of him.
And be equally confused.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I can't wait to know the response. Has he responded yet?
I don't know. I threw my phone.
But the other thing is, even if it's like a lackluster conversation, I think you just really only ever respond with gifts just to like shake the dust off the gift situation for you. And he's just like a proxy. He's just there to like banter with. You can get good and then go banter with somebody else.
I mean,
just use him.
I don't know. I just don't know if online dating is going to be the successful avenue. I think I'm going to have to just meet some humans. And
here's the deal. When he texts back, let's do this. Because then he'll really know maybe that you're being coached by a lesbian. And it doesn't matter what he texts back. Just be like, dude, you fly fish? And then just leave it at that.
No.
And then if he goes, do you? Nah. Not really. I want him to be in a constant state of confused.
Man. Yeah, so then what? So then he texts something back that's, you know, witty or clever or whatever. Then I come back with, hey, you know any good rivers to fly fish? And he says,
No. I just say, dude, you fly fish?
Dude, you want me
or
to
bra.
Leave with this?
Bruh, you fly fish?
There's no way I can lead with a bruh. I can't do it.
There's a good chance this goes nowhere, so you might as well just have fun.
No, I feel I couldn't. I just don't know if I have that in me. I feel like
the point is you could be like, okay, maybe not bruh, but you could just be like, you fly fish? And he's like, no. And then he'd probably ask you, and you're like, nope, but I've seen the Goofy movie. Like, the point is just to make him laugh.
Okay.
Keep him on his toes.
That is funny. I'm happy with the humor route. I'm happy, but I like don't know if I can do like that like message like grammatically. Like I think I would need to do like complete sentences. Like not do complete sentences, which I think is like another thing that like makes me like not as cool via text messaging. I do include periods in my texts.
Oh, I can't remember the last time I used punctuation unless it was an exclamation point or dot dot dot.
I will use multiple exclamation points. Does that bother you? I feel like I normally use two or three depending how excited I am.
From you, not bad if you're excited, but if it was just like fuck, with three exclamation points, I might be like, is she mad?
Yeah, you really do need that emoji to really know kind of more of that context.
Yeah.
No, I do need to, I need to text, I need in full complete sentences. I have to. I mean, it's not like a letter. It's not like, dear so-and-so.
I would tell you, you're going to, I mean, I think I'm an average texter. Although when I forget and leave my keyboard on Spanish, I'm a below average texter. And so here's the deal. Because then you don't have autocorrect. But, well, you do, but it's in Spanish. So not very helpful. What I would tell you is, maybe just loosen up just a touch on the texting.
Try it
with one of your friends. Try it with somebody you feel safe with. No, I have never texted with you and thought her punctuation is great. Like, no.
Because my punctuation was bad or because you didn't notice?
I've never fucking noticed. It's a text. I'm not looking at it through that lens. I don't even spell you. I just put the letter U in there.
I don't love that.
Obviously, you don't love that, but I can't be bothered. A text is thrown away. It's just like there and gone. A little embarrassing when like autocorrect corrects wrong, but like, fuck you, Suri. But, you know.
I don't even know who I would pick to like even try like.
Well, I didn't even notice you were texting well, so you could pick me.
I'm not sure you're a reliable source.
Fair enough. Attention to detail. But you know, I'm just saying, just try.
Okay.
To respond like, you fly fish?
Instead, like, I take your work on your text. What if I try to send a GIF to every friend when I'm texting them? So if I'm texting a buddy, I have to include a GIF.
Oh, no. A GIF
that would raise
is,
my...
No,
my...
a GIF is like a call and response thing.
What do you mean a call and response?
It's like, oh man, I'm so excited. And then you're like, me too. And you send the excited GIF. You don't lead with the excited GIF.
So you're
unless
saying,
you're really, really excited.
So you're telling me I have to wait for someone to talk to me about a thing and then I can respond with a GIF?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, always GIFs that are very useful. Anything eating popcorn. My favorite is the giraffe.
What?
The, you know, giraffe? Like, you're just eating your popcorn, watching shit happen, the world explode around you, and you're just eating your popcorn?
I need to go back.
Useful in a multitude of situations.
Let me go back and look. Is this... When's the last time you do not send me very many GIFs?
I do
not. Let me
look at
because
it's a call and response.
Well, I just don't know. Your wife also does not send me any GIFs. Let's go to the group text. Where's our group text? Because that's the thing. It's like I don't have. Here's a group text. Okay, so my friends are like much better at GIFs than I am.
Yes.
Okay,
but you
okay,
see,
okay.
That was a gift. You respond with a gift.
I didn't, though. That was somebody else that was so much cleverer. I think I need to practice seeking, like, recognizing the opportunities.
I'm going to help you hone in on your gift styling.
Okay.
If you picked any character, animated or otherwise, from a movie, who would you be?
What?
If you had to pick your representation in a movie or a cartoon you've seen, like, who do you think your alter funny ego is?
I don't know. That feels like a lot of pressure. Who's yours?
I have a mixture. First off, in some situations, definitely the giraffe eating popcorn. I do like Napoleon Dynamite. Any Napoleon Dynamite. I like the yes from Napoleon Dynamite. I forget who was that. I don't even know the character.
Okay. That pickled is a pretty funny gift that you did. I have not seen this popcorn.
I didn't do the
you
pickle.
Speak of. Yes, you did.
I don't think I did the pickle.
Okay, you're trying to tell me that you did not, in fact, send this text with your name right next to it. That's you.
Oh, that's not a GIF. That's an actual show.
Oh.
Here, I'll send you my go-to gifts so that you can kind of maybe work them into your repertoire and, you know, well, Beam Lovers popcorn.
I do love popcorn. Okay.
I sent you the water one where I was like, I'm so done with water. And it was the blowfish spitting it out.
Yes, yes, yes. I do.
This happens. This is one of my favorite. I didn't need to type popcorn with it, but you know. Then I love this one.
That is so good.
Where's Napoleon Dynamite? Oh no, he's moved down. This is another one that just really, really resonates with me. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else I got. Excitement. I'm just giving you my standard.
Okay, but like you can't use them in the same GIF or in the same chat too recently. Like you got to spread them out.
Oh man, if I'm waiting for the tea, it's always the giraffe eating popcorn. I don't care if I used it yesterday.
Really?
I stick to those rivers and the streams that I'm used to. I don't mind this TLC. One on occasion. okay. Oh, this is one of my favorite excited ones.
I do love that dancing dog one. That is a good one. I have seen that before. I wonder if you sent
Here's
me
a close
that
up of my go-to. This is the one I normally do.
Oh, sure. Napoleon Dynamite. Less of the full bowling alley.
Oh, you also have to have a hair flip in there for when you're feeling sassy.
Oh, a hair
sassy
flip.
Again, who's 90?
We're really taking turns today. It's fine.
Yeah. So here we go. Oh, can't spell. All right. Here we go. Yeah. So sometimes I'll go with this hair flip.
Why am I afraid?
Oh, Ron Swanson. You know what? He might be my alter ego. I love anything Ron Swanson.
I feel like if I had to pick a person.
Okay, personal favorite hair flip coming into you right now. Zach Galifianakis. Another alter ego.
Okay, if I was on that show, Parks and Rec, in my heart of hearts, I want to be like Aubrey Plaza's character who just like doesn't give a fuck and does what she wants. That's not
See,
me.
I thought I had you as the blonde.
I'm April or Leslie. Yeah. Leslie Knope. I'm Leslie Knope for sure in that show.
Yeah, you are Leslie Knope.
And then if if I was in The Hangover, I would want to obviously be the cool guy, be the Bradley Cooper's teacher, like cool teacher.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm Ed Helms. I'm definitely the one.
You are the dentist.
Who pulled out my own tooth.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I, please agree with me that I'm Zach Galifianakis.
I mean, you're definitely like way cooler than Zach Galifianakis' character in that, but you would be of that friend group, probably the person to give the least amount of fucks, which I do think is Zach Galifianakis' character in that group of friends.
Okay, so tonight, your homework for dating is think of this, get a list of the standard 8 emotions. Pick out a GIF you like that's your go-to for those emotions. Okay. You'll never really need to branch out until you get your walking, your baby giraffe legs, you know, straightened out.
Okay.
And then you can, like, do the butt slap GIFs that my wife does. I don't even know where she fucking finds them.
I don't know either. Okay, so for my homework, shall I prepare this for our next podcast?
Yes.
Should
yes.
I send them to you ahead of time or should
yes.
I? Okay. So I'm going to do that as my homework tonight. I'm going to send you just some gifts. Don't feel any need to respond to them.
If but I also panic... tell me, because I'm a little worried you'll miss the mark. This is my happy gif, just in case it needs, you know,
explanation.
A title.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to. Okay. I wonder if I can send you the GIF and then I can send it to you.
Guess.
Is that like the hidden letters? So you won't see what I want.
I'm sorry. I don't know about hidden letters.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I've never hidden lettered anything.
What? Have you never held the up arrow to then be able to do the different things?
Well, like slam, but like...
You've never seen that? I just texted
invisible
you.
Invisible ink? There's invisible ink?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. So right, I'm going to send you the picture with the invisible ink of what they mean.
Yeah.
So you can react in real time. You can guess what they are, and then you can reveal it to see what I meant.
Yeah.
And then you can give me a grade, because obviously boy didn't give me a grade.
I know. Okay. Which, still playing. What the fuck?
Yeah. Which probably was like, okay, like a C-. If
I can't tell. Because the dating world is so cruel. If still playing means he was just moving on, I don't know. But I'm also going to enlighten you and have my wife send you a butt slap gif. So you get the idea. I get them multiple times a day. So, like, you know, okay. It's a cartoon. So
okay. I'm mostly afraid, but I'll keep an eye out for that. And I have a feeling it's going to go downhill fast.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens.
Yep, it will. I've been Rhiannon.
I'm Tamara.
Bye. Still playing.
I mean, what's it even mean?